Triple M News.
Hi there, it's Troy Carey with the latest. A solitary winner's scooped up the entire $107 million in Australia's largest ever individual lottery prize. But the Sydney mum in her 40s says she won't be quitting her job in healthcare despite the Powerball windfall. DFAT is working to confirm reports an Australian man was one of the 21 people killed in this week's terrorist attack in Kenya. Court today for the man linked to a $225 million ice haul across Terrigal, Kilcare and West Gosford late last year. It's been confirmed the 97-year-old Duke of Edinburgh was behind the wheel when his SUV collided with another vehicle outside Sandringham Estates. Prince Philip was shaken but unharmed, while the two people in the other car were taken to hospital with minor injuries. And if you thought it's been hot on the Central Coast this week, spare a thought for Broken Hill, which had three consecutive 45-degree days, followed by 44.8 yesterday and a forecast 42 today. To sport, Leighton Hewitt's accused Bernard Tomic of blackmail linked to Davis Cup wildcards and alleges his family was threatened by the tennis star following their relationship breakdown in 2017. A total fire ban as we head for a sunny 37 for your Friday. For more news, head to 2gofm.com.au.